Okay, good night.
Night.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, it's a bedtime story for Ella. And this story is called The Gruffalo's Child. It's by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler. Scheffler? Scheffler. Okay. And it's published by Macmillan's Children's Books. For those parents listening, Dad sometimes does not get as enthusiastic because obviously we're at bedtime. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Love you. Good night.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay. The Gruffalo said that no Gruffalo should ever set foot in the deep dark wood. Why not? Why not? Because if you do, the big bad mouse will be after you. I met him once, said the Gruffalo. I met him a long, long time ago. What does he look like? Tell us, Dad. Is he terribly big and terribly bad? For those of you who are obviously listening in audio, the illustration is the Gruffalo story, and he's got a baby at this stage of the game. Okay. I can't quite remember, the Gruffalo said. Then he thought for a minute and scratched his head. The big bad mouse is terribly strong, and his sealy tail is terribly long. His eyes are like pools of terrible fire. And what's going on? Hold on. Yeah. Live recording happens for a moment. Sorry, we had a pause there, which you wouldn't have heard in audio, so backtrack. The big bad mouse is terribly strong, and his scaly tail is terribly long. His eyes are like pools of terrible fire, and his terrible whiskers are tougher than wire. I've obviously also never read this book before, so this is, as always, unrehearsed. One snowy night, when the Gruffalo snored, the Gruffalo child was feeling bored. The Gruffalo's child was feeling brave, so we tiptoed out of the Gruffalo cave. The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild. Into the wood went the Gruffalo's child. Aha, oh ho, a trail in the snow. Whose is this trail and where does it go? A tail poked out of the log pile house. Could this be the tail of the big bad mouse? Out slid the creature. His eyes were small, and he didn't have whiskers, no, none at all. You're not the mouse, not I, said the snake. He's down by the lake eating Gruffalo cake. The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild. I'm not scared, said the Gruffalo's child. Aha, oh ho, marks in the snow. Whose are these claw marks? Where did they go? Two eyes gleamed out of a treetop house. Could these be the eyes of the big bad mouse? Down flew the creature. His tail was short, and he didn't have whiskers of any sort. You're not the mouse. To who? Not I. But he's somewhere nearby eating Gruffalo pie. The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild. I'm not scared, said the Gruffalo's child. Aha, oh ho, a track in the snow. Whose is this track and where does it go? Whiskers at last, and an underground house. Could this be the home of the big bad mouse? Out slumped the creature. His eyes weren't fiery. His tail wasn't scaly. His whiskers weren't wiry. You're not the mouse. Oh no, not me. He's under a tree drinking Gruffalo tea. It's all a trick, said the Gruffalo's child, as she sat in the stump where the snow lay piled. I don't believe in the big bad mouse. But here comes a little one out of his house. Not big, not bad, but a mouse at least. You'll taste good as a midnight feast. Wait, said the mouse, before you eat. There's a friend of mine that you ought to meet. If you let me hop onto a hazel twig, I'll beckon my friend so bad and big. The Gruffalo's child unclenched her fist. The big bad mouse, so does he exist? The mouse hopped into the hazel tree. He beckoned and said, just wait and see. Out came the moon, it was bright and round. A terrible shadow fell onto the ground. Who is this creature, so big, bad and strong? His tail and his whiskers so terribly long. His ears are enormous, and over his shoulder he carries a nut as big as a boulder. The big bad mouse, yelled the Gruffalo's child. The mouse jumped down from the twig and smiled. Aha, oho, a prince in the snow. Whose are these footprints? Where do they go? The footprints led to the Gruffalo's cave, where the Gruffalo's child was a bit less brave. The Gruffalo's child was a bit less bored. And the Gruffalo snored and snored and snored. Night, everybody.